I'm Patricia Pierce. Welcome to the Evolutionary Activist Podcast. We are living at an important moment in our history, a time that is calling us into a new way of being, a new consciousness from which a sustainable, just, and peaceful future can arise. In this podcast, we explore ways to help that future take hold within ourselves so that together we can help it come forth in our world. Hello, evolutionaries. Welcome to this week's podcast. Since this is Thanksgiving here in the United States, I thought that I would speak a little bit about gratitude and how practicing gratitude is one of the most potent spiritual practices that we can engage in terms of our own spiritual development and our own evolution. And we tend to often think about gratitude and Thanksgiving as being grateful for our circumstances, aspects of our circumstances. We have a home to live in, or if we have food to eat and things like that, we often stop with those circumstantial aspects when we think about Thanksgiving and gratitude. And yet that doesn't begin to touch the power, actually, of being in a state of gratitude. Being in a state of gratitude is being aware of our interdependence and how our very being is a gift, and that it is not something that is generated by us. It is not something that we have to earn. It is simply, it is a gift. It is grace. And when we are in that state of gratitude, in that awareness, we move out of the ego mind because we are aware of our interbeingness. We are aware of our interconnectedness with all being. And we understand that we do not exist as an isolated entity. And the power of this really was brought home to me many years ago. And if you've read my book, Beyond Jesus, my memoir, you've read about this episode in my life. But this was back in the year 2002. And I was experiencing, really the breakdown of my worldview following a resolve that I had made that I wanted to experience the depth of my existence. And I started to experience all of these synchronicities that my rational mind, my empirical mind, just couldn't accommodate, because in the worldview that I had held up until then, those kinds of coincidences were just impossible, especially the number of them that were all happening in my life all at the same time. And so I was in this moment in which the thing that I had thought was real, the thing that I had thought was true, was breaking apart. And it left me in this place of just complete openness, and all of my certainties had fallen away. And what I thought I knew to be true was actually being revealed as an illusion. And when I was in this state of just like, what is going on? I don't even know how to you know, work with this. I don't even know what this means. I knew that the thing that I needed to do was just surrender to it, because something was breaking into my life. I didn't know what it was, but I knew that what I needed to do was to surrender to it. And so I went to the woods one day, and this was in the summer, and I sat down on a rock. I went to the woods where I often go here in Philadelphia, the Wissahickon Woods. And I sat down and I was just at a loss. I knew that I needed to surrender and give myself over to this. And yet I had no idea what to do or even how to do that. And there was only one thing that I could think of to do, and that was to give thanks for the people in my life. Because somehow I knew that what was happening to me was somehow connected with the web of relationships that I was in. And so there was nothing else for me to do but to give thanks for this web of relationships that I was in. And so I started naming names of people in my life and just saying, thank you. Thank you for Sarah. Thank you for Gwen. Thank you for Susan. As soon as I started naming the names, this realization flooded my being that I was not a discrete self the way I'd always experienced myself to be. I was more like these infinite waves that are interacting with one another and constantly moving and creating new patterns. And there was no such thing as an I. I as a single entity did not exist. And as soon as I had that realization, I experienced a kundalini kind of awakening with energy flooding through my being and transporting me into a completely different state of consciousness in which I knew that all is love, that death is unreal. I saw a world that I had never seen before. It's like stepping from a black and white movie into Technicolor. And it all was precipitated by being in that state of gratitude and recognizing that I don't exist by myself, that I am in this wider web of relationships. And when we are in that kind of state of gratitude, acknowledging our interconnectedness, acknowledging that our existence is not something that belongs to us and it's not something that we create, then we actually do transcend that egoic mind that does believe in separateness. And when we're in that egoic mind, we do see ourselves as isolated and alone and cut off from source. And when we practice gratitude in its deepest sense, we are allowing that egoic mind to relax, and we are recognizing the truth that our existence is a gift, that it is pure grace, that we were made by love and made of love, and we can experience that as our reality. And so during this Thanksgiving season, I would just encourage you to take your level of Thanksgiving and take your level of gratitude to a deeper level. Sure, be appreciative of the things that you have in your life, your circumstances that make your life pleasant or easy. Be appreciative if you have a house to live in and if you have food to eat. Absolutely, if you have good health. And yet those circumstances are not who you are. And when we practice this deeper level of gratitude, we understand that. We understand that we are not our circumstances. That regardless of our circumstances, there is a deeper reality, a deeper truth, that we are one with existence itself. We are one with one another. And that our existence is a gift. And so I just offer that to you right now and on this Thanksgiving week as something to practice and to move more deeply into your understanding of gratitude and abiding in that state of gratitude and opening up to the gift that you are and the gift that this life is. And until next week, I bid you peace.